Hello and welcome to You Like the Worst Stuff. Off the top, coming soon to Dave and Buster's gambling? Tony Dzadowski?
I'll wager 5 on Dave, but 20 on Buster.
Joe Foreman.
And I'll bet you 50 that absolutely no one is ever playing that Jurassic Park light gun shooter game.
I'm Joe Haygood, and it's a safe bet I'm ordering my burger plain. This is episode 525.
The stuff you like is bad. The stuff we like is worse. You like the worst stuff. The pop culturally questionable podcast. Worsting it up since 2011. Press start in 3, 2, 1.
Well, this week in questionable pop culture, we will definitely start off with an interesting one, which is Helldivers 2.
The most successful indie game of 2024. The critical darling. The game everybody can't stop talking about.
Also, Foreman's favorite.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I was forced to eat crow when I saw the trailer and thought, well, that looks dumb and boring. And then everybody in the world played
right,
it.
You boob, you're
yep.
wrong.
That game, Helldivers 2.
I guess there were some launch issues with this game on PC. On
Go
Steam.
On.
And so they turned off any verification that had to be done with PlayStation. And now they've decided, Sony has decided, let me rephrase that, because this kind of got weird into the weeds, but Sony has decided that PlayStation sign-ons are now required since they've supposedly fixed everything, also because they want a safe and secure environment.
I'll be honest, I had no idea that Sony had anything to do with this game.
I had no idea. I know precious little about it other than I keep hearing the name pop up. So
Yeah, people talking about it. It's so great. It's got a great metagame, et cetera, et cetera. I did not know that it was only on PlayStation and PC, and it was a Sony-published thing.
That would explain why I paid so little attention to it?
Like, technically, you could play it?
I guess.
but I would not have seen
it in a cool indie showcase at any point.
I assumed it was on Xbox. I'm sorry.
No, it is all. There's been talk about it.
You
but
mean
I don't think
the
that's
most
happening.
Popular game of the year isn't even available on Xbox? Phil Spencer, what are you doing?
Womp, womp.
So the problem is that, like you said, they did not have PSN verification turned on from the beginning, which they wanted, but they didn't. And now they've decided they're going to turn it on, which means there's like 100 and some countries that won't be able to play the game because they don't have PSN in that country.
Well,
and there are people that have already been playing it because it's been available and fine.
So I did love the way that the developers kind of threw shade right at Sony. They basically threw them right under the bus, drove over them a couple times because they were like, yeah, we don't have any control over this. This is a Sony thing. They're making us turn it back on. It would work just fine without it, as we have proven for multiple months.
Sure. I think what they've done is they've effectively guaranteed that Sony will not be funding Helldivers 3.
If I may. Helldivers 2 is no longer purchasable in 177 countries where PSN is not available. The game has now received 215,000 negative reviews.
Yes, so, it is.
Okay, now on that note, while I agree this is a very dumb thing to require a PlayStation login, like, who cares? Nobody wants to know that. Nobody wants to do that. That's just Sony trying to control your data and whatever.
Sure.
But I do have a problem with this online social system that means that a couple thousand aggrieved bros can brigade and abuse and post nasty grams on social media. Like, just don't play the game. And that's the message you send.
You don't understand, Foreman. It is their birthright to play and have everything. Therefore, they are personally aggrieved, and how dare you?
I am aware this sucks. I am aware this is dumb. I am aware that Sony will probably back off on this or find some other dumb, weird solution and take their black eye and move on. But like
the whole gamer
attitude of having to post screaming, sweary rants when like, here's what we used to do, folks. If you didn't like something, you just stopped enjoying it and moved on.
I don't know. I think that ship has sailed, man.
They've already proven it works without it. That's the thing.
It's not a question that it requires it. It's just that Sony wants it because that's their business model. That's all.
I know. It's just funny because it's like, guys, you've already proven this is not a requirement to make this game work.
No, nobody thinks it's required. Nobody but Sony.
And I love the way they prefaced it, though. They were like, for the safety and security of our customers. This is the company that literally used a default password for a database and had their entire network shut down for 46 days.
I do not know who at Sony is in their PR department is still writing that, because they've been saying that ever since, like... Remember when Fortnite snuck in and broke down the barriers between consoles, and then all these other games followed. Like, and Sony was still holding on to their, for the security of our... What are you talking about, for the security of your... Like, what happens on a PlayStation Network game that is safer and more secure than if I'm playing something on Xbox? Nothing. It's the same crap. It's the same dump. The same jerks show up. The same... people show up who don't turn off their mics, and you can hear them clanking around in the bathroom or whatever. Like, there's no security here. Like, what are they even talking about?
It the reasoning behind it is dumb.
Yeah,
the fact that
nothing.
We know it works, and I get it. Look, guys, just be honest. You just want people signing into your network. That's right. It.
Yeah, that's all. They're just trying to use that to whatever silly marketing reasons and data collection services they want. Yeah. That's all
just,
they want.
Just be honest.
I know that.
We're not dumb consumers anymore. We know the one reason you want this. It isn't to make it work. We already know it works. It isn't going to make it more secure. We know that's not true. Lol. You want it for data collection. It's
the
okay.
Real winners here is Suicide Squad Killed the Justice League, because now that game is going to get the opening that it needs to slide in and be the big success that everybody's talking about.
You know, you keep living that dream over there.
Now it is. Warner Brothers is so excited about how this is going down, because now, hey, everybody, have you considered buying the Joker Battle Pass? Huh?
Nope. Huh? I have not.
Huh?
Yeah, I have
what
no.
What a silly story, and I can't wait to see how this gets...
But hey,
gets
it's...
adjusted.
It's not as silly as Dave and Buster's allowing gambling.
So,
oh man.
So you know how when you're like, I don't know, you're playing pool or bet you can't make that dunk. Oh, I'll bet you $5 I can. All right, you're on, buddy.
You got it, pal.
Dave and Buster's said, "What if we could get a piece of that action?"
Right. Right.
What if when you said, I'll bet you $5 you can't do that, you had to give Dave and Buster's, say, $2?
They just want to own your gambling.
This is so ridiculous.
Worse than Sony.
Oh, can folks, you believe it? Who would sign up for that? Who would do that?
Folks,
I don't know. I don't know if they really talked about the actual execution of it. I assume it's some kind of terrible app-driven thing where you have to get your Dave and Buster's app out and then, like, issue a challenge to somebody that's also at Dave and Buster's. But, like, who would go to all that trouble?
I mean, everything in sports right now is all betting apps and sports book
crap.
It's so gross.
It has been for a while.
So gross.
For them to tap in, they're also a sports bar. It doesn't shock me if they already have people in there who are already bet heads. Give them more ways to waste money at Dave and Buster's.
Oh, my God.
It's awful. I hate it. But
I watch, you know, when you tune in the NFL now, and it's like every pregame song brought to you by, you know, DraftKings.
Yes.
Brought to you by this. You know, it's like, oh, we're going to give you the DraftKings pick 5 for your lineup this week. And blah,
yeah,
blah.
It's very depressing when they roll through, like, the stats and data that's only interesting to the people that are, like, coming in from FanDuel or something.
Horrible.
Like, oh,
it's
just
all geared
embarrassing.
Around that. It's terrible.
Yeah.
It's like how SEO ruined the entire internet for everyone, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, it's the whole point of it's like, man, fantasy football was just the thing where it's like, yeah, I'm just going to pick some players and have some fun with my friends. And now it's like, it's such a stat-driven business now.
Right.
It's like, oh my gosh.
Right.
It's like, they've come up with new stats. I'm like, I didn't even know what this
means. Right, and I like a cool stat. It's just that everything is built around that whole stat-driven, very you know, building, you're making money off of your weird bets and all that kind of stuff.
It's like when Yak became a thing, and it was like, oh my God, Yak is literally a thing now. Yards after catch.
Yeah,
but
crazy.
Getting back to this, it's like, so you're going to go and sit down at the Jurassic Park game that nobody ever plays, but somebody's going to be like, hey, what if you drop $3 and I kill more dinosaurs than you do?
Right. Like, can you imagine?
I'm going to kill all the velociraptors. Nuh-uh. All right.
Like, wow, what kind of road leads you down that path that you would then choose to involve Dave and Buster's as the arbitrator in that decision? Like
the place where they still have one of the six remaining Guitar Hero arcade cabinets.
You know, I spend a lot of time in a round one, right? And the only games that anybody is ever playing at the round one that isn't like a five-year-old who's mom gave them a token to use on the Sonic basketball. The only game that anyone is ever playing are the DDR clones. The modern generation Dance Dance Revolution ones. And that's pure on cardio, what those folks are doing. Game that anybody's ever playing. So
I mean, the one by us, a lot of people do play like the Star Wars one, the Battle Pod. Like people like that one.
Like all those other ones, there's a Luigi's Mansion, there's a Tomb Raider, there's a bunch of awful zombie ones, and the Jurassic Park one, and then, you know, all the coin pushers are over there.
Don't forget the 30 camera booths.
There'll be the car ones. You'll see people playing the car ones, because that's pretty easy, but so terrible.
But this is all through their, like we said, so they want to control it, right? So it's through their company app.
Yeah.
And the app's been successful for them,
I guess
it's not unsurprising, as most things are geared around that experience once they develop it. I mean, all of their business model then goes toward having you stare at your phone the whole time and spend more money that way. So they are seeing this as, you know, betting increasing among sports fans, them adding this feature to let people make wagers within their system and I guess trade Buster bucks or real bucks or whatever it is. And win their little rewards and whatever it is to encourage you to waste more money gambling. Once they have you in their system, you know, they can control it and test it and, you know, bend it all different ways and try to make more money out of you. So why not try it? Let's see what it does. I get it from their evil corporate, you know, horrific money grubbing standpoint. But I guess we're going to be placing bets on Dig Dug. So. Thank you, Zach Ertz. Your fault.
He is one of the investors, along with his wife.
Yeah, he's a Washington commander now, so.
All right. Well, why don't we give away a free game that you can't throw a bet on?
No, this is absolutely free. We are not requiring you to log in. Right.
You don't have to join our loyalty program.
Yeah, I mean,
we apologize if you listen to the show. I mean, that's that loyalty alone. Wow, we owe you our sympathy.
So here's your absolutely free Steam code for The Inner World. No strings attached from your good pals here on this podcast. 4YJPB8GX4J94469. That gets you The Inner World on Steam.
I can promise you, you don't have to sign into PlayStation Network to play it.
No. If you want to sign into PlayStation Network while you listen to our show, please, by all means.
Tony, well, I will go first.
Oh, go for it.
Yes, we've got one last thing here. Anybody gets a chance to show some love, show some shade.
Anybody,
throw
even
some
you.
Shades. Yeah, even me. They want to talk about, I promise, it will not be soccer related. Because we've already had enough of that.
I don't think we did because that all got cut. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying.
That was all before the show started.
I'm just saying in general. Last week is probably more than anyone wanted, and we talked about that for like a whole 3 minutes. But
what do you got?
I have been watching. So we pretty much finished up our Resident Alien watch. Got the last season. Actually, we got like 2 episodes left, but we're pretty much just about done there. And so we were trying to find another show we could work in and watch. So me and my wife have been watching Evil, which is it's a show with Mike Cotier where he's playing like a priest in training. And they're trying to, they feel that the devil is starting to work its way in through these like 60 beings. It's very weird. Also kind of disturbing at times, some of the things that happen.
So I was surprised to learn last week that there was the show I'd never heard of, Resident Alien, had like 3 seasons. How many seasons has this show, the series?
They actually have the 4th season coming out.
There you go. Isn't it wild? There's so many TV shows.
What a weird time in television, isn't it?
There's so many TV shows out there that anything can happen.
You can miss everything.
This started with It was on CBS for two seasons, and then they were like, well, not a lot of people were watching it, but we have enough of a dedicated following.
I don't think I've watched CBS since, like, the Peanuts Christmas special in 87. Like,
they were
CBS,
like,
wow.
We're going to make this a Paramount Plus show for season three.
That sounds cheaper.
They did with SWAT and like they did with a bunch of other shows that were like, ah, not enough people watching, but we got enough that maybe we can rope them into paying $6 a month. Anyways, it's a good show. I'm really enjoying it quite a lot. I really like Michael Tier and the other lady that stars in it, Katja Herbers. She is really good. They have great chemistry on camera together. It's really fun to watch them. I really do like that. I'm like,
Andrea Martin's in it. That sounds cool.
Hey, I like her.
Nice to see SCTV folks still out there getting work, even though this show is probably on 6 years ago.
No, the newest season's coming out May 17th on Paramount Plus exclusively. So just so you know. I wouldn't have known that there was another season coming out, but I need Paramount Plus to watch Champions League. Sorry, I just referenced soccer. Tony, what do you got?
I'm going to bring up hockey. We're talking about random sports this week.
All right.
Yeah, the family went to a American Hockey League Hershey Bears playoff game just this weekend.
They are the best team in the AHL all season.
They are amazing.
They won the Calder Cup last year. They are tops.
We're looking for back-to-back. We're excited. Yeah. We've taken the kids to a few games. They really like it. And it was a great experience. I love going to a hockey game, and it's probably cheaper than
going to like a pro game too.
It's so much easier.
Oh my goodness! We have a double-A baseball team right up the freeway.
Yeah. Right? We can go to an Iron Pigs or something around here.
It's like $10-15 to go get a seat versus
seriously,
like almost $70.
I mean, for the amount that you would pay to go see like the Philadelphia Flyers or something, it's ridiculous for nosebleeds. And there we are getting four of us like really deep, really good seats to go see the Bears because you just can. It's great. Yeah. So it is worth the drive out to Hershey, and because it's a lovely little town anyway, and we get to go to Chocolate World and all that, have a little day away.
And it doesn't hurt when they're the best in the league.
No, that makes it a lot more fun.
It's not just this big depressing thing of watching the local guys lose.
We have not gone to a game that they haven't won, and I understand that's very rare. So,
all right, Foreman, what do you got?
Well, last week I talked about Pacific Drive.
Yes.
And I mentioned that one of the criticisms against it is that it does not save when you're in the middle of a mission. If you fail the mission, you have to start the whole mission over. And I pointed out that, yeah, I've had that happen, but it wasn't too bad. So, well, I had it happen again. And I had it happen again. And now I'm starting to feel like, all right.
Yeah, that's not great.
All right. This actually is a little bad. This actually is a little... I don't want to have to keep redoing this same thing, hearing the same audio prompts and screwing up the mission at the same point, even if it didn't take me 3 hours. Now I have put in 3 hours trying the mission, you know, a bunch of times. But what I discovered is that it has a very nice settings menu. And I walked into that settings menu and started flipping switches like there's no tomorrow. Because it's just no fun to put time into a game
and then have nothing come out of it
and you have to do it all again. You know, like, yeah, just no fun. I want to do more things, not the same thing over and over again. Like, I'm driving the car, and, like, the main thing is the car in this game, right? And my car is so close to death, and all right, it's okay. So it's a challenge. It's intense. I'm enjoying the drama, but I ask myself, I hope at some point the driving in this game becomes fun.
Oh,
because right now the health of my car is so bad that, and it does the thing when you're taking damage and the screen gets screwy.
So the
screen gets screwy. The headlights stopped working forever ago, so I'm driving in almost total pitch black darkness. You know, it's the tires are gone. So I'm like,
oh dear,
it's not fun to drive that car. So, you know, after that I said, all right, and now I've adjusted it so car doesn't take as much damage. The car heals up right away, so I'm not like wasting every resource that I got just keeping the car up to minimum specifications. And yeah, it's a lot cooler now, everybody.
Yeah, it sounds a lot better.
It's a lot better. I can actually just go and explore stuff, and it's still tense.
Right.
It's still, you know, there's still the chance to screw it up, but I'm not going to lose every single item and resource that I collected.
I love it.
Just because I failed a mission, which is the
Here's
default
to
status.
Easy modes, story modes, settings that make
yes.
games bearable. I appreciate that
yep.
so much. I just play it like I said recently. I put so many hours into Unicorn Overlord. And I was playing that on, like, the most approachable setting, and it was still pretty challenging as the game went on, and I was having fun. It was great.
Yeah.
It's just much better. I don't need the game to dog
yeah.
me the whole time.
Yeah, and I like Pacific Drive's vibe. I like the kind of resource collection crafting thing that it's doing, and I'm excited to improve my car,
yeah.
but how am I ever going to improve my car if... as soon as I lose something, I lose all the resources that I got in the first place, and now the car is back down to the worst possible
yeah.
body panels and tires and everything. Like, it'll never get any more fun. It'll always be that. So, not anymore, settings menu.
And in that way, it is a lot like life. Makes you think.
So that's going to do it for tonight. Thanks, everybody, for listening, and we are out of here.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. Say hi on Threads and Instagram at You Like the Worst Stuff, and on Blue Sky at The Worst Podcast. We have a tip jar at patreon.com/worststuff. And thank you if you throw a buck our way. Music provided by Eric Madias of soundimage.org. Until next time, this has been Robot Lady. Game over.
Kentucky Derby and Star Wars Day on the same day. May the horse be with you. You like the worst stuff.